Good evening, Liz. It's nice to have you here in Lüne Park. Hey there.
Hey, Merit. It's nice to be with you. I mostly go by Elisabeth these days. I was born and raised as Elizabeth Weems my whole life in Cleveland, Ohio. And since I'm living in Leipzig for the last 3 years, I've been Elisabeth in this time. First, Liz, also more connected with myself as a musician, Liz Weems, in my music and having come and integrated immediately, like within the first couple of weeks, finding musicians and artists and getting into local jam scenes and then making concerts. And so that was my first connection with the East. So somehow through these changes of connections, I call myself and feel myself more as Elisabeth also.
I will call you Elisabeth then. But that's funny, like I know you've been connected to the music jam scene around this area here, and I got to know you there as Liz, I think. But I also got to know you with a guitar.
Yeah.
So this is more your a bit of a old music-y jam session, Elisabeth, then.
We could say like this. It's really interesting the ways that the experience of moving across the world or to any new space is really a catalyst for internal development and for growing and for experiencing so many different lessons and having so many opportunities to get to know ourselves in different languages and spaces. And the crazy thing is I have hardly touched my guitar in the last year and a half, which is so weird for me, having played music for so long and just now having a bit of a different connection to music now, focusing since the last year and a half more on organizing concerts and festivals and events and connecting with different artists and exploring myself even as a painter. This is something I've never had an exhibition or anything like this, but it's always been a passion of mine to paint, which is something I hardly share, but like this and gardening as an art. So that's the cool thing with creating networks and being part of networks is that you connect yourself to a human chain of connections and interactions. Oh, my phone is ringing, just a moment. I click it like this, Ellie. Right, and so gives the opportunity to explore all different forms of art and the ways that we express ourselves. So, yeah.
And you just said that gardening is also an art. So would you say that art is something that pops up in your life or that shows up in your life in different parts of your life when you say like gardening and music, but you also bring people together?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there are limitless forms of art and expressions. Art is an expression of creativity, somehow is how I would define it, as an expression of creative energy that exists within all beings, that we all have the capacity for. And I remember, so as a child, I played classical music in the orchestra in elementary school and in middle school and parts of high school. So for years played the cello and the viola, so my first connection to music was through classical music. And of course playing like these covers of the Harry Potter soundtrack and things like this, movie soundtracks, and I've always written. So it's really interesting how different phases of our lives bring forth different art forms within us and different connections to different forms of art around us. So connecting to Leipzig is a very different space from Cleveland, Ohio, but there are also these global connections even based on that universal expression of creativity through art and music and dance. And I've always loved sport and to dance as well, so it's really amazing the capacities when we have resources and opportunities around us to express ourselves, then it opens up a whole world of opportunities.
And then you have also founded this organization, or we'll call it a Verein, that is called Art is Love. Or you've been part of the founding team. Like, could you tell me a bit more about Art is Love and what it means and what is the idea? What is going on there?
Yeah, of course. Art is Love, as an artist collective in the process of becoming a Verein. Mm. We are a collective of musicians, artists, photographers, and dancers and fire spinners and DJs and sound artists and so Walte and jugglers. And yeah, so that began 1.5 years ago with the inspiration of wanting to make an artistic event in Rabet Park, the Reveillet Fest. So the collective was sort of born through recognizing, like having this idea of making a festival. I was also with a collective called La Hostia before that, when I first moved to Leipzig, and we made events and big parties, actually. And so I wanted to then shift more into a different kind of party or a different kind of event, and more like summer festivals and workshops and courses and working with kids like this. But nonetheless, so Artist Love was conceptualized through the energy and momentum of wanting to create a space where artists, local artists, could play their music and give concerts, and that there was a space for the neighborhood to come together and to even activate and really energize Rabet Park. And yeah, so now we have about 25 to 30 members, and through Reveillet Fest, we just had the second edition 1 month ago. And yeah, that was a really amazing experience with a lot of lessons. So each of the, yeah, you know, so there's a lot of learning through making these kinds of projects and events. And I feel like this is a really big opportunity for, yeah, for local people to come together who come from around the world, and who come together and connect on the basis of art and the basis of expression, and that it can take many different forms, whether that means festivals or courses. We just had a hula hooping workshop last week with Raquel, or 2 weeks ago, and making exhibitions and things like this. So and also creating space for people who don't usually have access to platforms, or whose art isn't necessarily paid attention to in the mainstream, or who don't have the resources even to support their art. So creating opportunities where people can also have access to those resources is really important. So it's something I'm really learning in the nonprofit world and in the world of Vereins, and being integrated into those communities in the east of Leipzig has been a really powerful experience, and having met the people who are living here is really mind-blowing. Every time you turn the corner, you run into someone who's doing something really cool and creative. Yeah.
And what actually was it that brought you to Leipzig? You said you come from Cleveland, Ohio, and then how comes that you ended up here?
Yeah, so some years ago, I was finishing my bachelor's degree in Cleveland, and I was a junior at the time and studying journalism and promotional communication. And at that time, the two options presented to me for a career path, so to speak, after graduation, were either to become a marketing public relations agent, or to work with a journalistic company, so a news outlet. And I had a lot of experience in those forms of storytelling and of writing and multimedia communication, and loved it. But at that time, I was recognizing that I was hungry for so much more knowledge, also about critical media studies and reflecting upon power dynamics within the mass media industry. And yeah, also exploring the tool of communication as a way of elevating my voice and elevating the voice of others. And also for also contributing to the discourse, as well, to public discourses where certain voices are either excluded or really not having as much attention or space as some of the dominant voices in public discourse. So I think creating platforms, even like this podcast, is super cool example of that. And there are many forms of creating platforms for, so to speak, those who are in positions of being underprivileged in relationship to access to power and decision making, so decision making power and resources, and so bridging that gap is something that I feel is really fundamental to the work that I do, and also recognizing how my own experiences as a woman and as a person of color and as a daughter of an immigrant and as an American and as a global citizen and all of these layers of my own identity, how how there's space for all people's kinds of forms of expression based on those experiences, where that can also thrive and emerge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is amazing. And I mean, I have kind of been part of the easiness to enter the Réveillé Fest, because for me it was super easy to just get a slot and to play banjo and guitar. Like, I just talked to Nele, another person from the Artist Love collective, and I was amazed how simple that was. So I had a feeling that you really managed to put all your visions into this festival. But how did it work for you? How did you enjoy the Réveillé Fest this year?
This year was there was a strong contrast in a lot of ways to last year on one level that I want to first draw attention to, and then also talk about some of the things that really worked well. The one thing that's really interesting within this world of doing volunteer, grassroots, groundwork efforts that start with no budget, it's really amazing to see how something can physically manifest as a day festival from having zero budget, so to speak, and how the power of that love and that passion really moves mountains, so to speak, and creates so many possibilities. So I think that's a really interesting dilemma about doing work in the nonprofit world, is that without financial resources, then it can be, you just have to find other resources and other ways to creatively put things together, and then it creates really this sense of collectivity and of group action and collective movement, where each person says, okay, I can bring this part of myself, and I want to do this, and I see myself doing this, and this is how I want to express myself. And then there's space for everyone to come together and to take a look, okay, what can we all bring to the table? And it also makes a really amazing difference to be in networks and to also find ways to support those initiatives, either through different forms of funding or also collective crowdfunding actions, things like this. So that definitely was a really interesting lesson to learn this year. Last year we were a part of the Oslista Festival program, which was super cool, and we received some funding, which was a really awesome support from them last year. And with Afro Leipzig Show, we did the first Réveillé Fest, and I stood there as myself with Eve from Afro Leipzig Show, and I said, okay, well, what we need an organization. Also, what do we call this group of beings who are making this event together, Réveillé Fest? We thought for a while and creatively brainstormed on this name, Réveillé, to reveal, to show, to demonstrate, and so then at first it was the Artist Love Project, which was a mouthful. So. Mm-hmm. Simplified, art is love. Love is art. All forms of art come from a place of love and are pure in a really beautiful and deep way. And when we can bring a sense of awareness and sociocratic and democratic orientations, when we can bring those into the groups in which we work, that we work together in a way, I thought that was super cool, how you just see how the collective creative energy drives people, groups of people and individuals within groups, to really be activated and to collectively contribute to something coming together. And then to take a look at that something that's come together and say, wow, we really made that something come together. and then what can we learn from that, and how can we do it better, and what were some of the challenges, and how do we address them? And so Réveillé Fest was this really beautiful, chaotic, amazing vision that came together, and it was the music was so awesome. Like, the local artists who were playing, we had a really fat set list with some cool artists, including yourself, Merit, and I learned a lot from this experience, and we'll actually be meeting each other in some minutes now to talk as a group and to see where we're moving forward, and how we can also collaborate with some others, and also to make ourselves more open, also offensichtlich, that we, genau, so we can keep expanding ourselves, and also learning from other initiatives about how how they function and how they work and how we can communicate in an open and honest way and in a way where each person's voice matters in decision making and where we find ways in which there's space for respectful and mindful communication and where our art is respected and where we are respected and where we also form these really deep bonds with other creative beings. All beings are creative beings, and that's really the key. So coming together is really the key to opening ourselves up and allowing that raw form of creative expression to emerge and to come to life. That is the fruit, the spice, the essence of life.
I love the big vision that is like shining through everything you're saying. And I was wondering, maybe also to come to an end, if you also have a bit of a concrete vision, like is there something that we can expect from Artist Love in the next times?
Yes. Well, what I can say is that my deepest desire is for this experience and this collective and this project to be really driven by the visions and ideas of all people who are involved in it. So Artist Love is not my vision. It's not my dream, my project. It's perhaps I was the one to send the impulse and to make the call and to put a name. But in the end, what means collective other than each being is seen and heard and there's space for each to grow and to connect with one another. And so that vision, let's see what are our common connections. And I feel we already have a good feeling of this. So we have our video team who wants to make a documentary, and they've been collecting, so Anna and Raquel and Igor, they've been collecting some really cool footage for a documentary we want to make. And Revelé Fest 2022. Next year. And we also have some plans for art nights, so evenings where we can enjoy some artist exhibitions, perhaps some music with along with that in different parks and local spaces, and hopefully some more fire spinning, because that's been really fun, and hula hooping. Some forms of creative workshops. We're thinking about something like a Diasec workshop. So of course, there are many, many, many ideas. Something that really resonates with me would be eventually to find spaces, to find more bigger outdoor spaces where we could have big festivals and big workshops, and perhaps gardening is also taking place, singing, dancing, some kinds of creative retreats. There's the concept for Freedom Fest, a retreat for creative beings to come together and give exchanges and training, so to speak, or workshops and impulses, so that we can really exchange our knowledge and our skills. And so there are a lot of really cool ideas. A podcast, we have many ideas, and I think that it's really beautiful to just collect all of those ideas and see which ones we can then bring to fruition. And of course, much of what we will do, it feels, comes spontaneously. So there's an element of spontaneity always there. So when some of our root values and motivations and goals are aligned, then there's really so much potential for all that we can do together. It can take so many different forms, and I think the root of it for me is really to build up collective, to keep creating these open, safe spaces where people can express and be themselves. So that's what I wish for myself and what I wish for all others.
Thank you so much. Yeah. This was Elisabeth from Artist Love. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Thank you.